This is 5-on-3. Center ice for all things Islanders, Rangers, and all news across the NHL on WFUV Sports.
Happy Sunday morning, everyone. Yes, I did say Sunday morning. We are recording this podcast on the Sunday morning of Halloween at 11:30. But it's okay, because who doesn't love talking hockey whenever you can?
Yeah.
This is 5-on-3. I'm Lydia Perner, joined by Sophia Smith and Faris Amin. Behind the glass, we have both Joe Henry on production and shout out Isabella Terracini, my moral support, who walked me over to the studio last night. And for those listeners that care to know, we had a sleepover last night, Isabella and I. So that's how our day's getting off to a hot start. We were doom scrolling TikTok together this morning. It was really just a beautiful moment. I was telling her about how Will Cooley was in my dream last night. So just all good stuff. But yeah, it's November. Hockey season's in full swing. About a month in, little less than a month in, I believe. And you know, Rangers are playing really well. Devils had a little bit of a crash last week, apparently, just because I saw a Sheldon Keefe video saying, I don't know what my team's doing. But and then I don't really know what's going on with the Islanders. Sophia, you're going to have to slightly update us on that. But let's just hop right into it. And actually, no, before we hop right into it, let me be respectful as an A host. Guys, how are you doing? Sophia, we'll start with you.
I'm okay. I had a really long night last night, but the Rangers won, and they are on a 3-game win streak, so like I'm excited to talk about them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing fine. Last night was also pretty long for me, as I was up watching my favorite team, St. Louis Blues, get whipped by the Columbus Blue Jackets, bringing them to a 7-game losing streak.
I didn't realize the Blues were that poor. I was watching that game for a bit, too. I turned on the Columbus. I forget who scored it. So someone on the power play, maybe like Boone Jenner. I don't really remember, but I, for some reason, had that game on in the background. But, yeah, Rangers were out west the past week. The road is just treating them so damn well. Not home. Not home ice. Still have not won a game at home. In fact, yesterday on one-on-one, we were talking about who's going to win first, the Rangers at home or the Knicks on the road?
Yeah, no, I saw people saying that too.
Yeah, because it's like they're flip-flopped. But yeah, the Rangers, 3-game win streak, two really good wins this past week. Seattle and Edmonton were good wins. Vancouver was not a good win.
The Vancouver game, I felt so bad for Quick, obviously, because he was just getting pummeled, especially in the third period. It's like, you have to help him out there.
Yeah.
And then like, obviously they started the road trip in Calgary, and
that was rough.
Horrible.
That was like following up the San Jose game too.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That was not a good sight.
No. Like, I was gonna go to that game. I was like pondering it, and I was like, it's the Sharks.
The
like,
San Jose game?
Yeah.
Oh, I was at that game.
But I didn't end up going, and thank God for that, because I would have been so mad if I was, like, actually.
Well, there's a joke. Honestly, I want to say there's a joke, like, of some of the reporters that I know on the bridge, but there's also just a joke within WFV that, like, when I go, the Rangers do not win. And we calculated my record as a reporter yesterday. The Rangers are 4-11 when I go.
Oh, my gosh.
And only three of those wins were at MSG, and it was last year versus the Red Wings, Ducks, and Sharks. And then the Islanders in the spring at UBS. But I have not covered a Rangers win since the Sharks last year. We're going on a year. We are going on a year.
That's why they can't win at home.
Yeah. So everyone's like, oh, it's Lydia's fault. Oh, like, I have, yeah. I mean, people are just telling Joe Henry. I mean, Isabella's like nodding her head back there. People are telling Joe Henry to stop sending me. Please don't stop sending me, Joe. But the Rangers cannot win when I'm there. But, like I said, two really good wins this past week. And they got it done in Vancouver. And that's what matters. Especially, that's not a game you want to lose, because it's like JT's going back.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Canucks fans, honestly, large majority of Canucks fans appreciate what Miller did in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But there's an outspoken minority, that just like trashes on him. Because of, like, him and, like, Pettersson's relationship. And, I mean, he was out to lunch with, like, Quinn Hughes and I forget the other guy. But it's, like, I don't know why he is such a villain complex in Vancouver.
No, I don't get it either. Also, talking about Quinn Hughes, he didn't play the game, which I wonder, like, if that helps the Rangers.
There was a – in that game, I felt that there was a very clear, like, absence of star power. Because the Rangers, like, stars have not been playing well.
So, I have here, like, on my notes, like, the roster that the Rangers currently have, which now they're on this 3-game win streak, mm-hmm. so it doesn't really look as bad. But I'm just, the stars haven't been playing well, and then it's beyond that. You're getting a lot of depth scoring, which is working out really well, but it's, like, looking at this roster, like, does this seem like a winning team? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Again, they've been playing well, so
yeah,
they've been playing better.
I'm like, I've been happy with, honestly, like, the Edmonton game. It's like when you watch games like that, especially coming off the Vancouver win, I just wasn't inspired after the Vancouver win.
Yeah.
I don't even remember who scored in that game. Was it a power play goal or trying
no,
to pull it up?
No, because their power play can't score.
Yeah, the power play cannot score. But I want to say Mika had a power play goal in that game. Or was it like an odd man rush? It was something. Mika scored in that game. It was the 2-on-1 with Cooley. Because Cooley, like, fanned on the pass and then ended up, like, slipping it through
and Mika had the
open net. Because I got a couple texts like, oh, nice pass from your boy or whatever. Like, clearly, like, just jabbing at the fact that he whiffed on the pass. But then Carrick got the empty net.
Yes.
So,
which, what a shot from Carrick.
That was good. I'm a big fan of Sam Carrick. I will always be a big fan of Sam Carrick. I hate when Rangers fans are mean to Sam Carrick.
But I think that he's been good this season.
Makes $1 million.
Yeah.
Like, we can't be slandering $1 million players. Like, I loved Barkley Goodrow, but the reality is he was making $3.1 million.
Yeah, way too much.
We don't have the money for that. But yeah, no, but then just going into Edmonton, like, watching that game, two things, you're like, okay, they didn't really beat up on Vancouver last time, and Vancouver wasn't really running out a good roster. And then you look at the fact that, also, Connor Garland left early in that game, and I believe he's the Canucks' top points getter. Carrick laid him out. And then he got hurt, and Carrick had to fight for a clean hit, which is such BS. I hope I can say that. But I have Isabella looking at me once again. I shouldn't have invited. She's giving me the mom look, like, all morning. Going into Edmonton, I mean, when they went down 3-1. By the way, those two goals that Edmonton scored, the first Nurse goal Igor should have had, but the next two, I was like, you're kidding me. The kick into the net, which wasn't a clear kick in motion. You can't challenge that. And the Nurse shot sat on the... I was like, are you kidding me?
Igor...
He hasn't been playing well these past couple games.
And it's like, it's so annoying because he was playing so well to start the season, and, like, the Rangers couldn't get the wins, and now he's playing well, and he's not playing well, and, like, they're playing better. It's just, like, it's just weird how that works.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Panarin and Miller and Mika, in my, like, those are the three best players on this team. Or, like, they should be. But instead, you, like, Radish leads the team with five goals.
I low-key love Taylor
Radish. I know,
Radish.
Me too. And, like, in the game against Edmonton, I guess, like, or in all these games, like, Radish is scoring, Parson and Brzezinski, Carrick, and... When was the last time Panarin scored a goal?
Yeah, I think against Minnesota. Or did he score against San Jose? I don't think he scored against San Jose.
I don't think so.
I'm trying to retrace my steps. Yeah, I don't think he scored against San Jose. But I honestly, Panarin, for me, he's been shooting the puck. He's just got to elevate it.
Yeah.
Same thing. Honestly, these guys haven't been putting up points, but like Dave Maloney said it last night, and while, like, I don't fully agree with it, like, he's right. The power play is close. Like, the looks they got last night
were
good. They just are missing the net and can't elevate
the puck. They cannot finish.
Like, Laf cannot buy a goal.
Oh, my God.
But he's playing really well. But it's, like, once he sees the puck going, I think it's, like, all those guys. Once they see the puck going
once,
like... Yeah,
you think
it's,
like, just going to be, like, a trickle effect.
Like, it should. That's why it was so good to see JT get the OT winner the other night.
Yeah,
because,
I know.
Like, he said post-game, he was, like... It's, like, all these guys, like, Brodzinski, Parson, like, all the guys you just mentioned have been, you know, pulling up for their slack. And he's, like, he said by name, he's, like, I know Panarin, me, Amika, like, Laugh, like, the puck's going to start going in the net. But, like, it's nice to know that your teammates can kind of carry their load.
And
as
I think
well.
That, like, if the depth can keep scoring like this, and then if the top six get hot, it's, like, this could be a good team.
Yeah. I honestly feel like we were, like, in general, Rangers fans are just, like, too hard on the depth of the team early on the season. Like, I don't get why people are so quick to just, like, say Connor Sherry is, like, the worst player in the world. I get that he shouldn't be in the top six, but the reality right now is Trocheck is hurt.
Right.
So every team has to, like, put in players that they're, like, oh, even the best teams in the league, they're like, oh, how is that guy in the top six? He's a bottom six player. Mm-hmm. But that's just the reality of how the NHL season goes with injuries. I think this, like, they're getting older, but the first, I mean, they've had, like, two really bad games, maybe three. San Jose was not a great game, but they played, it's because they pushed too much offensively that they forgot mm-hmm. about the defense. Calgary was just not a good game, period.
No.
That was just first game of the road trip, you know, resetting time, whatever. That was a bad game by everyone. And then I think the Minnesota game was not their best, but I don't think that was a terrible game. Other than that, despite being 6-5 and, is it 6-5-2?
And the first game of the season wasn't very good.
The first game of the season wasn't very good. Actually, it wasn't, they gave up three, what is it? No, it was 3-0, two empty netters.
Yeah.
They just couldn't score. They actually didn't play that bad.
Then which game am I thinking of? Maybe it was, I don't know. There was one game like earlier in the season where I was like, this is just not.
Minnesota was bad.
Yeah, maybe it was.
That was like when they scored in the first minute of the game home, and then they gave up three. That was not.
That was bad. And my dad was there and he was texting me and like, cause like they obviously scored in the first minute of the game and it was like, oh God, they actually scored.
The
and
Garden was like rocking. Not, yeah. Cause I was there with my brother too. And it was just not great. But the thing is like, they are playing like really well. And in a long season, you can look at stats. Like I know it's like a bad trap to fall into like, oh, the Rangers expected goals is this, but they've only scored this. But like the whole regression to the mean thing, like, the reality is those maybe they won't hit that like number, like maybe if the expected goal says they should have had like, you know, five, they won't be hitting that number necessarily, but the puck is going to start going in, and that's what we've seen the past couple games.
So last night the Rangers expected goals was 3.04 and the Kraken expected goals was 0.3
and Rangers gave up zero high danger chances last night, and that's against a Kraken team who still hasn't lost at home in regulation, but they have not. They play really well at home. Yeah, that's a good
and
win.
Only give up 13 shots, and then, like you said, like no high danger chances. That's a strong defensive showing.
That's a strong. And the thing about Sullivan is because he cares so much about the defense, he's okay winning low scoring games, and I'm okay with that. Like
I'm totally
I don't
okay
need
with that too.
You know, a bombardment of goals. I don't want to see the Rangers win 6-5. I want to see them win like 3-2, 3-1.
The difference here is that from last season, they're actually like getting back into the games, even if they fall. Like even if the score is tied or they fall behind, like they came like the 2-goal comeback the other day. Like, and that's just like so promising to see.
Yeah.
And the last time that the Rangers had a 3-game winning streak was back in November of.
It was like 14th
year.
To 19th
yeah, the,
no, or something.
The 14th to the 19th of November.
I saw that as well. And the last time they had a comeback win was against Florida when Florida was running out a garbage squad.
In the 81st game of the
season. So it's like, we watch these games and we're like, oh, there's no chance. But then like, I don't even fully remember what happened the other day. It was Radish against Edmonton. It was Radish. And then who scored the other? Was it Brodzinski?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, oh no, not Brodzinski. It was Schneider. It was Schneider.
Oh,
yeah. He had that.
Well, Brodzinski did score.
Brodzinski scored the first goal. Yeah. He had I was thinking the second. It was goal scorers were Brodzinski.
Yes. And I was like,
Schneider.
Oh, Schneider.
Yeah.
Like I was happy that you got
yes.
a goal.
Yes. And I was like, I was like livid. I was like, Cooley, how the heck did you miss that? And then Schneider comes in and puts the puck in the net. And I'm like, all right, we'll take an assist. Yeah. Point's a point. They don't ask how. But yeah, so that was the past two wins have just been quality team wins and character wins. And that's like ultimately, like, as Rangers fans, what we want to see. The one thing now is need to get Igor back on his game.
Yeah.
Because he's been a little off that. The goal he gave up to, I think it was Brandon Montour last night, high glove.
Yep.
The high glove's got to be figured out a bit. I saw something that was like, oh, European goalies, because they literally don't grow up, like, playing baseball, and a lot of Americans and Canadians grow up playing baseball, their glove hand isn't as good. Because Igor's such, like, a technical guy, like, down low, but his glove sometimes suffers. So I think, like, positioning, that's something, like, that they'll iron out. But also, you don't worry about Igor, like, when push comes to shove.
Yeah.
He's not, like, a player that I'm worrying about. Right now, I think the Rangers moving forward, their first priority should be winning the game on Tuesday on home ice for the fans.
Yeah. And then they're playing Carolina. Like, it just sucks.
They're playing Carolina, but Carolina, I think, is quite injured. I think Keandre's out for a while. Seth Jarvis is. I saw something. I think Carolina is like kind of banged up.
Carolina does have 14 points, same amount of the Rangers.
Yeah.
And they haven't lost in overtime. They have 7 wins, four losses.
Wait, how does Carolina have the same points as the Rangers? I'm looking at this too. Like, how
7-4 and what? Rangers have played a lot of games, but Carolina's only played 11 Rangers, games. Rangers have played 13.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Shane Gostisbehere's Bears hurt or was out. I can never say his name. Kochekov's out.
Peter Kochekov.
I can't say his name. Keandre Miller's is on the IR. Seth Jarvis left the game the other night, and it's not promising. So, I don't know what the we obviously don't know what the who Carolina's gonna run out on Tuesday, but that's a very winnable game.
Wait, Kako played the game last night, right?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that was his first game of the season.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he was questionable. Lindgren also. Played the game.
And I saw that some of the team went to Lindgren's house
I saw
for dinner.
That.
So cute.
No, Ryan Lindgren was such a good Ranger.
I know.
I tell the story all the time. 2022, it was going into game six against the Lightning. I was out in my town, eating dinner with a couple friends, and I saw a guy in the We Bleed Blue, Ryan Lindgren, warrior t-shirt.
Oh my gosh.
And need I remind you, I live in the suburbs of Massachusetts. So I'm oh my God, Ryan Lindgren. And I had a Ranger sweatshirt on. And then all these guys that were out to dinner at the same place were let's go Rangers or something. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
It was I love when people in Massachusetts get me, because that doesn't happen often. But Ryan Lindgren, Kaapo Kakko, played against Rangers former players. Will Borgen, first time back at Climate Pledge Arena last night. He got a nice ovation. By the way, Will Borgen, such a sound defender. He won the Broadway hat last night, but he will never get the credit he deserves.
No, never. It's funny because my brother a few days ago was like, Will Borgen's been really good.
He's been the Rangers'
season.
Best defenseman this
season.
Yeah.
So props to him. What is his contract?
I think he just signed a 4.1 for 4 years or something. Okay. Because everyone was giving
everyone said it
Drury
was too
crap.
Much, then,
But the thing is, with the cap going up, it's very much not too much. Same thing with Igor. The 11 right now, the 11.5 isn't
and
that
then
bad.
It's after last night though, everyone's we're paying $11.6 million for this
but
man
it
who
was...
can't save, because there was only 13 shots and none of them were high danger and he let in two. But it's the game was won.
But now that the cap's going up, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not a bad contract.
That also brings us to Panarin.
Yeah.
Which, we talked about it before. But I don't know. How do you feel about it now that he's not really had that good of a start of a season?
So the thing about Panarin is, despite having a bad start to the season, I don't think that's going to change, his contract. Because if the Rangers aren't going to pay it, someone else is going to pay it.
Okay, yeah.
Because he is too good of a player. Even though he just turned 34, he's too good of a player to not keep on your team. And that's why I think... Here's where the James Dolan effect comes in. There's no way James Dolan is going to let Artemi Panarin walk, because Artemi Panarin has been the backbone of the New York Rangers for the last since 2019.
And
he's one of the players that sells tickets.
It's not even there's anybody else that they can really get.
No,
on the
there
market.
Is nobody. Panarin's probably the best free agent out there. Marty Nate just signed, which he only signed for $1 million less than Mikko Rantanen or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had to get rid of Rantanen. But there's nobody else out there. You're going to have to overpay for these guys. That's just how the market... It's supply and demand.
Yeah, and now it's going up, so I guess...
Yeah. Panarin, I'm fine. It's the same thing. The Rangers are going to be cooked in, 5 years, no matter what.
I know.
Because they have all these contracts that they took on. Trocheck, Mika, Gavrikov, potentially Panarin. You know that these are bad contracts on the back end. But you're not worried about the back end. You're willing to give them 2 extra years for a lower AAV. That's, how contracts work. So... I think you extend Panarin. I don't see a reason why you wouldn't, even if he's having a little bit of a down year. Because the thing is, I do think he's going to finish the season, minimum 70 points.
I would hope it's more than that.
I think it's going to be more than that. I think he's going to be point per game. But let's see, what is he at right now? I don't think he had a point last night, so.
I'm just, at a point where I can understand re-signing him just because there's not going to be another star that you can get.
Yeah.
All the good players are either on another team or, they're just hard to get, you know?
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen in the next few years, as you said.
I mean, that's why they had to go out and make that crazy trade for JT. Mm-hmm. You don't want to necessarily get rid of... You know, it was funny yesterday because Owen and I were on one-on-one, and I was to Owen, I was oh, what names can you name of Ranger players? And he's Philip Hedel, Kaapo Kakko, Keandre Miller. And I'm gone. And he's what? I swear I read about these guys in the last year, and I'm you have read about them in the last year. We've traded them in the last year.
There's so many
of
them gone.
Yeah. There's a lot of them, but honestly, the guy we haven't even mentioned, Noah Labba.
Oh yeah, he scored last night.
He scored last night.
He's been really, really good.
So noticeable. He brings I really like that third line that Sullivan made of Cooley, Labba, yeah, and Lafreniere.
And I like that. Like, they were switching up, Sullivan has been switching up the lines and, like,
actually, Mike Sullivan is such a good coach. Yeah. Even when they're losing. The game management.
And it's, like, I saw someone say, like, if this was last season, I don't think they would have done as much shuffling as they did.
Yeah.
And, like, they wouldn't have found something that actually works.
Yeah.
So, I really like that.
Well, even, I think it was after Edmonton. I don't think it was last night. Maybe it was last night. But one of the games in Sullivan's post game, he was, like, I'm sure you saw this. He said he went up to, like, JT, Mika, Panarin, yeah, and was like, guys, like, don't worry that the power play isn't going in. Like, just keep playing your game and we'll be fine. Like, because he could tell that his players were, like, his stars were not happy after, like, the power play isn't cashing in, which is valid. But for the fact that the coach, like, notices that and makes, like, goes and, like, says something is just huge, especially after last season when we heard Laviolette be like, oh, what did you say to your team in between periods? Nothing. Yeah, come on.
So
like,
true.
Come on. You just, like, it means so much when a coach just comes up to you and, like, when you're in your head a bit, is like, you guys got it. You know what I mean? Like, even if they end up losing the game, like, that goes a long way that, like, the coach, notices and B, cares. Also, Mike Sullivan, after when we win in overtime, that man is throwing up his hands every single time.
Like, I feel you, Mike.
Yes.
Sullivan.
He is, like, I just love this man. I'm like, even though I'm probably going to be pulling for Team Canada in the Olympics, hockey-wise, I'm so happy. I'm so happy Sullivan is going to be the coach of Team USA. It's just, like, I tell everyone, like, because when I'm at work, I'm like, you guys, like, when you're, like, making your pitch, like, just make sure to mention, like, to local markets, Mike Sullivan's the head coach of Team USA because he's the Rangers head coach or whatever. And people look at me like, what? I'm like, all right, don't worry about it. But he's such a great coach. And even, like, I like what he has to say when, you know, the team's not winning. And he's very articulate on, like, what he's saying. And he always has answers to questions and, like, long answers. And that's just something we haven't gotten. We didn't get it from Laviolette. We didn't get it from Gerard Gallant. Like, Mike Sullivan is the right coach for this team, and I'm really happy that we have him because you can tell, like, the in-game adjustments. We haven't seen in-game adjustments, and the in-game adjustments are leading to goals.
Mike Sullivan does have potential for the Rangers, given that he already won back-to-back cups with the Penguins in 2016 and 2017.
And
so
honestly,
I'm expecting a lot.
He just lost the locker room. Like, all that happened was, like, he was the only reason that Pittsburgh fired him is because they just needed a change of scenery. Like, you bring in Dan Muse for, like, a skills development. You know, he's not, like, your long term solution. But, like, the thing about the Rangers already have, like, the core base to make some noise.
Struggling with the power play. It's 31st in the league.
Yeah.
And Carolina is actually below. They're last.
Yeah.
Their power play is last. And it's like, you know. You know, they traded their best power play player. So, you know, obviously you trade Chris Kreider, the power play is going to take a dip. But it's just the same thing of, like, the power play unit is full of stars. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how is this not producing?
Yeah, I think it's that cross-ice pass. Like, they're not finishing on the one-timers.
Yeah. No.
They've had a couple this season that, like, I think Mika's been
good on the power play, like, compared to everyone else.
Yeah.
But
Panarin needs to rip that puck. Laff needs to hit the net.
Yeah.
Miller's been so unlucky. I mean, that one deflection in Edmonton.
And also, like, losing Trocheck.
Yeah.
It makes
Trocheck
it makes
was
an
skating this past week.
Yes.
So he, I think, is eligible to return this week.
What game was Rempe injured?
He was injured in the San Jose game. He broke his thumb.
Right.
So he is probably going to be out for, like, a month.
I'm just, like, curious. Like, it's interesting that, like, this winning has started now that he's gone. I don't think it had, like, any impact, but it's just interesting because it's, like, Rempe was the only exciting thing and now.
Well, wasn't there, like, one in Rempe's rookie season, so our 23-24, like, the Rangers could win with him without him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, like, his record on the ice was, like, insane. let's see. Trocheck suffered an injury on October 9th. He's skating. He's not joining. He didn't join them on the road trip. It doesn't really say. It just says sooner rather than later for the return.
Well, that's good. I'm looking at the the NHL standings right now.
We're in a playoff spot, right? We're in the wild card.
Yes. Which is very promising. The Rangers are 14.
The standings are crazy, though.
I know,
like Pittsburgh in first place, or
so Pittsburgh is now in fifth place.
Yeah.
It goes Avs, Jets, Devils, Canadiens, Pittsburgh, and then Utah, which I love that
Utah. I've been saying like every year that I think Utah is gonna be like is gonna have an emerging season, and this is maybe the season where it actually sticks, because like this is an accidental. Like they have a very good roster.
Yeah, and I would love to see them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And when they were the Coyotes, they were terrible. Like yeah. It just seemed like the franchise was just gonna just go to waste. But now with Utah almost making the playoffs last year, I think this could be a good chance for them. They just gotta put in the effort and hope it sticks.
Yeah. No, I think they're a young team, but they're fun. Like they're a really, really fun team. And honestly, Rangers always opened up against like Arizona or Utah like the past 3 years, so it's kind of weird that they didn't this year, because that was always the home opener, because they played the Coyotes 2023 24 25 and then Utah, and then this year they played Pittsburgh, so I was like, oh, because I kind of wanted to play the Mammoth.
Yeah,
I was like, that's a fun team to watch.
But no, it is interesting that Pittsburgh is in fifth place, because like you said, like Mike Sullivan lost the locker room and came to the Rangers, and then now they're back on top, and it's like everyone was saying Crosby, like, why is he staying there? And now the team is actually like looking way better and like back to how it was a few years ago. So yeah, the standings are very interesting to me. It's also interesting that like Montreal is fourth.
Yeah, I think Montreal is like their team is good, but I don't think like they're gonna have sustained success for some reason. But I think they could sneak in. Like last year they were close.
Yeah.
But they like. I mean, they never play well against the Rangers for some reason. It's probably because their fans still boo the Rangers for Chris Kreider. Like, he's not even on the team anymore, and they're still, like, they're still complaining. They're such losers. But, yeah, I'm just looking at Igor versus Quick Stats. This was before the Seattle game, but Igor has a .916 save percentage. And I feel like at the beginning of the season, he was at, like, .960. Mm-hmm. And then Quick has .941. So Quick has actually been playing very well, which, same thing last season. Like, Quick has still got something to give. He's still a very serviceable backup.
I want to say, like, one of the games he played, though, I was like, I don't know
he if looks this horrible. Is going to be. He literally looks horrible when he plays, but he makes the saves.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, how is he making that save?
No, but he's so all over the place. In the Vancouver game.
Yeah.
I was like, I have not given Quick enough credit this season.
I never do.
Like, he... And I've been waiting for, like, the season where he just, like, he's a liability.
Yeah.
But
we haven't had that
how
yet.
How old is he? 39?
He's old. Let's see. Jonathan Quick. He is 39. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he turns 40 in January.
Yeah. And he's making those saves.
The fact that, like, his legs can still move like that. Like,
insane.
I literally just pulled a muscle trying to hide under that, the production board. And Jonathan Quick's out here doing the splits at 40 years old. Like, come on.
The same Quick who's won two cups with the LA Kings in 2012 and 2014.
We don't talk about 2014.
Yeah, it's trauma, PTSD.
Alec Martinez. Oh my God. I remember, like, sitting at my friend's house, like, numb. But I wasn't even, like, that big of a Rangers fan at that point, but I saw my dad, like, just, like, numb. And I
know, yeah, same.
I was like, shoot.
I feel it.
Mario St. Louis.
And then, Florida, Toronto, Washington, like, they're not in playoff spots right
nobody,
now.
Nobody's playing good right now.
Yeah.
That's why, like... Yeah, we are such a reactive fan base, Rangers fans.
Yeah.
Like, we are so damn dramatic, and, like, I'm included in that. We both are. I mean,
so, part of the culture, eh?
Yeah.
I am so reactive.
Sophia, our text during games is like, it's so over. And then they come out and win, and we're like, never mind.
Never mind. They actually, like, can know how to come back in games now.
Like, I've tried to, like, I used to be so reactive on Twitter, but I really have to, like, hold my ground these days and, like, try not to, like, tweet, like, what the?
My brother,
are we doing?
My brother and, like, me text. Except it's not, he doesn't respond. I'm literally, like, text after text. I'm like, what are they doing? And he's not reading them. Like, it's just. I just have to do it, though.
Yeah.
Get my anger out.
No, I was with, like, all my friends watching the game last night, and they just, like, rip on Will Cooley because I won't shut up about him. And, like, they're just like, he's ugly, this, that. He's not even good at hockey or whatever. So he was on the ice last night, and, like, one of my friends was like, so is he, like, good or not? And I'm like, oh. And then I, like, paused for a second. I was like, he's good. It's like he's it's complicated or whatever. And then so I went out, I, like when he scored the O2 winner, I like went up to my apartment to like drop something off, and then all of them were waiting downstairs, and I like ran out the door and like, guess who scored the OT winner? And they were like, oh god,
well, he needed that.
Like he'd been sick. Poor guy's been sick. That's what Dave Maloney said. I was like, oh no, cool, he's sick. but he's on a 4-game point scoring streak.
Yeah.
3 assists, I think 1 goal, 4 assists. Wait, let me fact check that. I do have Will Cooley's stats pulled up right now.
I guess you have to tell the friend that Cooley is good.
Oh, I mean, they think, like, I act like he's Wayne Gretzky. I mean,
yeah.
My friends are so sick of hearing his name.
Like, no one's ever going to be able to match the glory of Gretzky.
Cooley's going to come close, though. I know it. In his last 4 games, he's got 1 goal, 4 assists. So he's actually playing quite well.
Yeah.
That's 5 points in 4 games for those math people out there. And he didn't play in the Calgary game. He only played 13 minutes, and he played 21 minutes against Vancouver, and then about 16 minutes last 2 games. But I don't care. He's putting up points. He's playing well. When the OT winner went in last night, I saw number 50 because he got a goal taken off the board earlier in the game.
It was really pleasant to see the Rangers win back to back games in overtime.
I know, because we were so bad in overtime.
Yeah. And they lost the first two games that they had in overtime.
Yeah, Mika Sharks whiffing on the puck against Toronto.
Yeah. Yep.
And not JT not following through on Will Smith. Or
yeah,
whatever.
And then for Miller and Cooley to be the ones to score the goals too, like very promising.
Anytime Will Cooley scores a goal, Toronto or America wins.
Like, since Miller became the captain, how do you think he's been turning the team around since Rangers have been captainless for so long now?
Honestly, like, so you and I have talked about this. Like, when JT was named captain, we were both like,
I wasn't really on that train.
I knew that. I was like, I was on the train, and I was like trying to like convince you to get on the train.
Yeah.
But I think you were more,
I thought it was gonna be Trocheck.
Yeah, I remember you saying more Trocheck. Mm-hmm. But like, I think we were both in agreement that it needs to be someone who's like ferocious.
Yeah.
And gonna like change the culture.
But actually, like before, last week, I was like, why is he not doing anything? Like, they're losing these games, and I just feel like there's no like urgency or energy of like to turn this thing around.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't feeling it. And then like now I feel like after he's like said, well, we've known that we've played good hockey, and like we expect the chances to come and whatever. But like, I don't know. I just kind of felt like it was just losing and losing and losing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, where is Jacob Trouba and where's his helmet?
Where's the helmet throw? But honestly, like, I think JT's actually been like also like Sullivan, like a micromanager, like actually, you know, cheering up his teammates, saying that stuff. And like, I know, like, I don't want to keep going back to like post-game interviews, but I think it tells a lot about like a player. Like, in what are they willing to say after a loss? And JT's always like, taking accountability.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. He takes accountability, and that's, like, really refreshing to see, because a lot of these Rangers players will be like, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind him coming on and being like, look, we're 5 games in. We haven't scored a goal at home yet. I don't know what's going on. We're playing well. The goals are going to start coming. Let's not, like, blow this out of proportion. I don't mind him saying that, because, like, I think that's what everyone needs to hear. Mm-hmm. Teammates, fans, you know, everyone. So, like, I don't mind him, like, saying that stuff. I think he's been a good captain. I would like to see the points obviously start to flow in, but they are. I mean, he played well. Like, the setting up Cooley last night, that was a great play through the neutral zone in 3-on-3. Like, that was, he took command of that puck. He did the same thing the other night. Luckily, Bouchard just didn't know how to freaking defend that.
Yeah, that was so funny.
I mean, like, Miller's just got a clear lane because Bouchard, like, was taking the pass away, but there was no pass.
That was too funny. But you said neutral zone, and it just brought me back to the power play, because I, like, the other day, I don't know what game it was. Maybe it was, like, the Vancouver game. I don't know. The entire power play was in the neutral zone. Like, they could not enter the zone. And I was like, how is this even possible? This is, oh, and then they let up a 2-on-0.
Yes.
And I'm like, you're on the power play. Yeah.
Was that against Vancouver or Calgary?
I think it was, might have been Calgary.
I think it was Calgary as well.
I don't know, but it was
one of those games, yeah.
Whoever was on the 2-on-0 did not score.
No, like, yeah.
So it ended up being fine, but it was
then, like, it was probably Vancouver. Yeah. It was one of the games.
But I'm at a loss about this power play. If you can't tell, I'm like personally offended that they cannot manage to do it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how the power play could transpire.
The penalty kill's been good.
Penalty kill's been good.
So that's good.
Carolina has a bad power play right now. But here's the thing. Last thing on the Rangers, and then we'll quickly get to the Islanders and Devils. I'm like a strong, strong believer in the announcer curse, the video board curse, whatever you want to say. I remember the game against San Jose. They put up a stat in warm-up that was like, Rangers have not let up a power play goal. And they let up like 3 power play goals that game. And I was like, we got to stop.
Yeah.
We got to stop. I don't care. Like, I hate when the announcers are like, oh, like, the Rangers have been red hot on the penalty kill. Or like, so-and-so, like, Igor has not let up a goal in like 20-something, you know, or whatever. And like, the second after it happens. Yeah. I am such a believer in like that curse. I don't know why, but I just... Too many instances. I think it happens in baseball like all the time as well. And you're like, oh, like so and so hasn't been able to get a hit or whatever, and the next play is a nuke out of the park. Like I just am such a believer.
I feel like that happens a lot.
I'm such a believer in that stuff. Like that was the one thing about Sam Rosen that I was like Sam, like stop like saying good things.
Oh my gosh!
I swear to God, he would curse them so many times. And like poor Sam, because I was like, I don't want to ever get mad at Sam Rosen, but I was like,
Sam Rosen is one of the best announcers for the Rangers.
Yeah, like, I mean the best
with his most iconic calls, especially the '94 Rangers winning the cup.
I mean it has lasted a lifetime because we haven't gotten yet, but like it's okay.
It'll come.
Yeah,
and hopefully Rosen will still be there.
Yeah, he was wearing his 40. His
even if the Rangers went to the Cup though, when he was still here, like he wouldn't have called the game.
No, because it would have been on national. I think he would have been on radio.
Yeah, but fair enough. I don't really think he'll be in the booth, but he'll still.
Yeah, I mean, I want to get the 100 years like shirt with all of his calls, like the. Mm. Do you know that the
I haven't seen it.
It's like the gray T-shirt. It says like has like the power play goal. Like, oh, Mateau, actually, Mateau, yeah, that shirt. Yeah. Yep. I want to get that one. I tried to get it last game, but they didn't have my size.
But Kenny Albert's also a good announcer.
Kenny Albert's been doing well. Alex Voss.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I really like him, and it's just like difficult because Kenny Albers has like football.
Yeah,
the only
problem
schedule
with Kenny is because of his scheduling. Mm-hmm. But I don't mind them switching off.
Yeah, but I think Kenny Albert has done all 4 of the major sports leagues.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kenny's got major talent.
I don't know. I kind of mind them skipping off. I'm like
I like both
of
them enough.
I like consistency.
I do like consistency as well. But my thing
I like both.
I do think like because Kenny's so busy, like maybe, Paul should have got the job.
Yeah,
but. I mean, I like hearing. It's like, not that I don't like
and
hearing
like,
voice.
Maybe once like football wraps up.
Yeah, I think once football wraps up, he'll be doing
he'll be, like
every
like,
game
more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the Rangers play
Carolina Tuesday
on Tuesday at home.
7 p.m.
So, do the Rangers win at home finally? Or
no, well, I'm going to be there, so probably not. Like, let's be realistic here.
It's
like,
don't
I wonder,
give me that grin.
We just gotta have faith.
I wonder what the record is, like the NHL record for like games. Like first few games, like how long does it take to win at home?
I don't know, but they're 0-4-1 right now at home. So let's make that 1-4-1, perhaps.
If it doesn't happen against Carolina, it needs to happen against the Islanders on Saturday.
It's like what's the immovable force meets? What's that saying?
Immovable force meets something object or something.
Meets Joe. Do you know it?
Well, for teams,
immovable force meets unstoppable object.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the Rangers at home.
Unfortunately, there are 2 teams who have not yet won on the road. That would include the Philadelphia Flyers and the Buffalo Sabres.
I mean, that makes sense. The Sabres, it's the Sabres year every year, but it's never actually.
It's never. It's
they
never
have not made the playoffs year. Since 2011.
That's insane.
And have not won a playoff series since 2007.
Wow, damn. Sorry, Buffalo. But shout out Vladislav Gavrikov. That was his first goal as a Ranger.
I know. And I've been like, I really liked his game, especially the past few games. And I feel like him and Fox have been working really well together.
Yeah. They're a great pairing. And then honestly, like Borgen on that second pairing D. Susie's been serviceable.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, they've been, the defense has been good. I don't get why people like overly slander Braden Schneider.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I don't think he makes plays that are like noticeably bad.
I feel like his entire Rangers career, he's been very solid.
Yeah, he's solid. Like he's a third pairing D-man. Like you can't.
The Keandre Miller hate, I could understand
because the thing was Keandre was a great player, but he made
too many mistakes
that led to goals.
Yep.
And then he, like, couldn't, like, snap out of it.
Last season, it was literally, like, the second the Rangers turned over the puck, it was in the net.
Yes.
If 3-on-2, 2-on-1, it's going in.
Yeah.
They can't.
And thankfully for the Rangers, they're luckily in the same boat with the LA Kings, who have also not won at home yet.
Oh, yeah. They haven't won at home.
Yeah.
They lost to the Devils, I think, last night. Oh, speaking of the Devils, let's quickly talk about them.
Yeah, let's
And then we'll
do
finish
it.
Off with the Islanders. Devils... had a...
They lost to the Sharks.
They did lose to the Sharks.
And they lost to the Avalanche 8-4.
Yeah, that was rough.
Thankfully, not at Prudential, but in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because the Devils were on like a 7-game win streak before that.
This is such a weird... Like, they play the Sharks.
Actually, that would be 8 wins.
Yeah, they were on a massive win streak, and then they... Like,
and then
the Sharks.
They played the Sharks, yeah.
Yeah, the Sharks were the Avs and Sharks. Well, the Avs, yeah. Them, yeah.
No, they played the Sharks, and then the Avs, like, home and home, and they played the Sharks.
Yeah, this is weird.
Actually, it was first Sharks at Prudential, then Colorado at Prudential, Avalanche in Colorado, San Jose in San Jose.
Yeah. They must be on the West Coast, though, because Kings, Ducks, mm-hmm. Sharks. So, yeah, I mean, Devils are a good team.
They
have a
long
big thing
road
is,
trip. Wow.
They got to stay healthy.
Yeah, like 100%.
They gotta get lock in for the playoffs.
Yeah, I think Markstrom just got extended as well.
Yes, yeah. He did.
But he hasn't been like playing that well.
Well, the game that they kept him in all 8 goals for against Colorado.
That's crazy.
And it was like because
you put up 4. Like,
I think the game before that, who's their backup?
Jake Allen. Yeah.
So Jake Allen played the game before that, and then Markstrom was on the bench. But like, the team didn't say Markstrom's back. It was just like he's on the bench all of a sudden. And is he fine now? Like, he's not injured. And then he played the game against the Avs, and he let in 8 goals.
That's insane.
And like, how do you not pull the goalie?
Like, that's like rude.
Yeah, but seriously.
Have there been any empty netters by the Avs?
Probably not in that game.
Yeah. I mean, if they switched, Devils could have probably let in less.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have pulled it out, but they would have.
You need a confidence boost at that point.
Well, that game was actually...
Or save his energy.
Was it that game? I think it was that game where, like, the Colorado... Because I think I watched it. The Colorado was winning 4-0 or 5-0 in the second. And then the, like, Devils scored... It was, like, 5-4, like, 4-3. And then Colorado just, like, ran away with it.
Yeah. I don't know. The Devils are,
but
they're 9-3-0.
Yeah, they're gonna be fine. Yeah. They're a good team. They
just can't hit that like midseason crash that they always hit.
Yeah,
but they're playing the Ducks. I think this is tomorrow. Tomorrow at 8 p.m.
No, tonight at 8 p.m.
Or is it tonight?
Today. It's tonight.
I just see next game 8:00 p.m.
Yeah, it's today.
Oh, that means today. I guess the Ducks are 6-3-1.
Yeah, it's because Chris Kreider's there.
Shout out. That was
he actually hasn't even. He had hand, foot, and mouth disease.
I saw
this
that.
Week. So like he's missed like 4 games.
Frank Vatrano and Ryan Strome were the other 2 poles that Owen brought up yesterday.
Oh.
Aren't these ridiculous players
what?
To bring up?
They haven't been here in a
That's
while.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, Frank Vatrano. He's like, oh, Italian.
Where is Owen from?
New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
But he doesn't. He just. I was like, That's he's like, so oh, funny. The guy that missed the empty netter in 2022. And I was like, how are you pulling this, like out of nowhere?
Oh,
I was,
God,
yeah. I was, you would have appreciated that because I was just saying, they're like, what? What about, like, Artemi Panarin
yeah,
and Igor Shesterkin? Like, why are we bringing up Frank Vatrano and Ryan Strome?
Ryan Strome is crazy.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, Devils will play against the Ducks tonight, 8 p.m., so that's probably a 5 o'clock game out west, right?
Yeah.
This seems to
Sunday
be
afternoon.
This must be an easy matchup for them.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, looking at this
it
schedule.
It should be, but, like, low-key, the Ducks are not, they're a tough team.
Yeah.
6-3-1?
They've been scoring.
Yeah. Kreider's been scoring.
But
yeah.
But Ducks have not made the playoffs since 2018. So
yeah.
Do you think they have the
no.
They have potential?
I don't think they do, but I like the Ducks. They're a fun team.
I like the Ducks too.
I like Mason McTavish.
You know what? If the Ducks make the playoffs, Kreider makes the playoffs. So
yeah.
All right.
Enough out of you.
But I don't really think they'll make it far.
No,
I
don't think they will either.
Yeah, so Devils playing tonight. Like we said, against the Ducks, 9-3-0. We'll see who wins that one. But our final metro area team, the New York Islanders. They play also today at 5 o'clock.
Against the Blue Jackets at UBS.
Blue Jackets are coming off a win. Another really fun young team.
Fun young team.
Not the Islanders, the Blue Jackets.
Oh.
The Islanders, Matthew Schaefer's just been carrying the
I
team.
Love
yep, the
Matthew
rookie
Schaefer
of the
awesome.
Rookie of the month.
Yeah.
Yes. He was a
Schaefer is he's got to get. He needs help though. He needs help from the rest of the team.
Well, they went on a 3-game win streak.
Mm-hmm. Who was it? It was Detroit.
I'm trying to look.
Was it San Jose, Detroit? Someone else.
Yeah, San Jose, Detroit, and then Philly. And then...
I mean, those are 3 very winnable games.
Right.
You know?
So then they played Boston.
4-game win streak. Wait, what? Am I looking up
the yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah, it yep. is four. Because it, yeah.
They so, beat the Oilers. Is, wait, no, it was Red Wings, Sharks, Senators, Oilers. What am I looking at? Am yep. I looking
so,
at the correct team?
At the beginning of the season, the Isles had a 3-game losing streak. Then they had a 4-game win streak. Then 3-game losing. And now they just beat Washington on Friday night.
Yeah, so I think that the Washington game was a really, really strong win, and they 100% needed that because, like, I thought that the momentum was going to carry them into – I thought they were going to win the game against Boston, and then they didn't. And then the Hurricanes game was a huge mess too. And so, like, to get them to get that win against Washington, Sorokin played a really, really good game.
Yeah.
Which, like, he has not been good this season. And so, like, for him – because I watched – the first period of that game, and then I was keeping up with it, but the Capitals looked so good in the first mm-hmm. period and just, like, could not get a goal. And then...
Sounds like the Rangers.
Yeah. And then the Islanders got better as the game went on, and they managed to pull out the win, but it was really Sorokin carried that game on his back. And, like, I think he only had, like, 22 saves, but it was, like, high danger chances. And to see him get that, I really hope that it, like, carries on, because
I don't.
They need to have a good goaltender.
Yeah. Sorokin has been so on and off the last couple years. He has a 957 save percentage to start the season. Oh, no, he doesn't. Nope. I don't know what the heck I was looking at. He's 877 save percentage.
So.
That's terrible.
It's difficult because I don't, like, the team itself is not built to do anything spectacular this season. But on the 3-game win streak or 4-game win streak, I was buying into it a little bit just because they seemed like they were, like, on the up and up.
Mm-hmm. They're a fun team to watch.
Yeah.
And I think it's literally just Matthew Schaefer, but...
I really, really like him.
He is fun to watch. He's a good kid, too. Yeah. He deserves...
Yeah.
I can't root against him because he just deserves the world.
On God, he does.
Yeah. With, like, I mean, he lost his mom. He lost his billet mom. Mm-hmm. Like, he's such a good guy. Mm-hmm. When they interviewed his grandparents, I think, in Ottawa, and they were like, oh, how good is it to see, like, your grandson, like, doing all this stuff? And they were like... It's cool, but do you see all the stuff he does for kids, like, with grief mm-hmm. or whatever? And I was just like, he comes from such a good family. It's like, you can't root against him.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Like, do you think he can propel the Islanders to the playoffs this season?
No. The Islanders just don't have enough star power.
I don't know.
I think the East is too good.
I think the East is too,
competitive. I don't want to say too good. Too competitive.
Like, fair enough.
No, that's fair.
That means you're fighting with... Let's check out the standings right now.
I can't lie. Like, I feel like, oh my God, wait, can we talk about Barzal for a minute?
Yeah.
Missing the bus.
Oh, and he got a healthy scratch.
Yeah, he got a healthy scratch.
That was crazy.
And then Cal Ritchie was supposed to play his first game with the Islanders, and then because
he couldn't make his flight or something.
Yeah,
like
because
that.
Like his flight got canceled. And then like yeah, it was just like
what happened? Like someone missed. He missed a game for discipline. Was it Barzal?
Yeah, it was Barzal. Which like, how do you scratch your best player?
Yeah,
because
like,
he
why?
Missed the team bus.
I mean, just
like I understand.
Calgary, I mean, the Calgary coach scratched Matt Coronato because he hadn't been playing well against the Rangers, and then they went on to score.
Okay, it's not really reasonable to scratch players just because of something like that.
Like, yeah,
it's like,
I agree.
The funny like Tyler Sagan screenshot. It's like scratch because he missed team breakfast. Like, all right, so
let's. This is last thing we'll do, and then we'll close out the show. Here's the current Eastern Conference standings. So in the Atlantic Division, the 1, 2, and 3 is Montreal, Detroit, and Ottawa.
That's going to change. There's none of that sticking.
But you imagine at least one of those teams is going to be in a wild card position.
Yeah.
In the Metro, it's Jersey, Pittsburgh, Columbus.
Wow, I didn't realize Columbus was up there.
And then in the wild card, it's Carolina Rangers. So that means you have the Capitals, Florida, Toronto, and Tampa not in playoff position. And there's only so many spots to move. I think that Toronto, Florida, they'll move into the top seeds mm-hmm. in the Atlantic. Probably Tampa as well. It'll probably be the same 1-2-3 finish there.
Really, you think? I don't know about Tampa.
As long as John Cooper's head coach there.
Yeah, Tampa, they could make it but not get far like they did for the past. Yeah.
But I'm just like thinking, is there an avenue for the Islanders to sneak in here? So okay, even if we take out Tampa out of the equation, say they don't get into one of the top three spots in the Atlantic, I would say one of the three, Montreal, Detroit, or Ottawa, gets in the playoffs this year. One of those three has got to get
Montreal. Yeah, who? Montreal, Detroit, or who?
Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Yeah,
one of those three is going to make it. So assume that's the 1, 2, 3. Like let's just say, as a placeholder, Canadiens are the three. So it's Toronto, Florida, and Canadiens. Then you go to the Metro. The Metro, the top three of the Metro, it's probably going to be Jersey. I would imagine Carolina's going to be in the top three. And then I think it's going to be one of either the Capitals, the Rangers, or... Yeah, honestly,
the Capitals or the Rangers.
And then I would put the Blue Jackets, the Senators, the Red Wings, the Bruins, all above fighting for those wild card spots.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's just too competitive. I'm not saying that it's too good. Like, there's not a lot of teams here that you're like, yeah, that's a team that can win the Stanley Cup. It's too competitive.
Yeah, we can't take anything for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, and like the teams that you would say is going to be like bottom is like Philly, Buffalo, I guess the Islanders.
Those teams just don't have it.
They just don't have the star power that they need. Because even the Bruins, like, they don't have, they're not what they used to, but they have enough power that they can, like, stay competitive, in my opinion.
Like, they just barely miss it, don't you think? Would you say they make it, or they just miss by just a few spots?
Who, the Islanders?
Bruins.
Oh, the Bruins? I think they'll miss.
Yeah, I can see them missing.
Yeah. But it's close. That's the problem with the Eastern Conference. It's like there's no team that
there's
will run
no
away with it,
team,
but it's close.
Yeah. So, and that's why I'm surprised that the Hurricanes are in a wild card spot right now. I like haven't looked at this in a while, and like they started the season really well.
Exactly, yeah.
And so I know that they play less games, but to see them,
like, they're going to give Jersey a run for their money for that number one wild card spot. 100%. I'm not worried about that at all, but only time will tell. We'll have to see.
Hopefully the Rangers can beat the Hurricanes.
Oh, Rangers. Well, let's close out the show this way. Rangers getting their first win at home.
Hopefully.
On Tuesday, 7 p.m. against the Carolina Hurricanes. You heard it here first on 5-on-3, Sunday, November 2nd, the edition of 5-on-3. Rangers getting the win Tuesday. First win at home to go 1-4-1 on the season. But as for us here in this beautiful Sunday, not morning anymore, midday, that's all we have time for. For Sophia Smith and Faris Amin. I said your name correctly.
Faris
Amin. I've been Lydia Perner. Thank you to Joe Henry and Isabella Terracini for holding down the fort back there. We'll see you guys next week. 5-on-3 is a production of WFUV Sports.